Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, baby. Welcome. It's Friday, and it is News Radio 930 WBEN. First things first, we did a ghost show yesterday, and I would say that 3 out of the 4 hours were absolutely excellent. However, I'm a little bit sad that people who said they were going to send me screenshots of pictures never did, which cast some doubt upon the veracity of some of the calls. So, I don't know. I just don't know. But anyway, it was a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll be able to sneak in another one before Halloween. That was like a bonus ghost show because there was nothing else really going on about which I really felt like talking. And as far as I'm concerned, I want to, as much as possible, get as far away as possible from COVID and talking about COVID. Because I think I explained this yesterday, but after a year and a half of talking about it, I don't know what else I can possibly say other than things you've already heard a million times before. I don't know what else callers could possibly say that you have not heard a million times before. So to the greatest degree possible, I shall be COVID-free. Now, does that mean that I can absolutely, positively rule out any show on COVID? No, I cannot. The way I anticipate it, though, I'm thinking that the mandates are going to come up again at some point as some of these lawsuits work their way through court. So that's number one. And the other thing that I think is going to come up in the future is, it's already been talked about, the boosters and what you're going to do about the booster shot. But again, I would like to get on to some other things. So, you know, one of the things... I was having a little bit of fun last night, as I remember. Before going out, I went through some old papers, and it was, let me tell you the date here. And I'm not usually quite this organized, believe me, but I did a show back in April of 2008. April of 2008, over a decade ago. And the topic was, you are a radio talk show host. You're a radio talk show host. Your first topic is what? And I hope you don't mind if I do a show that I did over a decade ago to start things off. But I'm really enjoying, I actually printed out, you know, back when we were encouraged to use paper at work before everything became a digital thing and we tried to save the planet and all. I actually have a handful of emails that people sent me on that topic. Let me read what people told me back in 2008. Let's see. Hold on. Let me just get to the right page. Here we go. Okay. So back in 2008, the question was, you are a talk show host. Your very first topic or topics are rules and laws you broke as a teen that you've caught your own teen breaking and what you've done about it. Great vacations. Where have you traveled and what was great about the vacation? Bonus, more haunting stories, Tom. Never enough ghost stories, wrote somebody on April 23rd of 2008. We've actually done the vacation show. I don't remember if we ever did the teen show. Oh, but wait. Back in 2008, when I asked, you are a talk show host. Your first topic is, I wish I'd had my camera. Have you ever seen something extraordinary that you wish you could have taken a picture of? It could range from meeting someone famous, witnessing a crime, or something that's unexplainable. Here's what I find so interesting about that. Who doesn't have a camera on them right now? Everybody's got a camera on them. Not only can you snap a still picture, but you can take a video. And there's an NFL coach that found that out the very hard way about being famous and having a video taken. Okay, here's another one. Hey, Tomcat, why do we go to the movies? Limousine liberals who could care less about the cost of a gallon of gas are telling the rest of us to suck it up. They rally against new oil production and are all for more sex and more drugs. Maybe if we brought them down to our level, they might get a better look at the landscape. Got to be something else we can do besides watching movies. Okay, that, again, I find interesting because the way in which we watch movies now is not like we used to watch movies even in 2008. For many of us, there was a time not all that long ago where I would look forward to going to a theater, one in particular, and watching a movie. But during the pandemic in particular, many of us discovered the joys of Netflix and Amazon Prime and other services. I mean, you know, the many saints of Newark can be seen at home or you can see it on the big screen. If I were a big-time investor, I don't think I'd buy a movie theater. I don't think they're a viable business model anymore. I really don't. But, hey, I could be wrong. Let me move on here. This is from 2008. You are a talk show host. What are your first topics? Here's a good one. Discussion of what the attraction is for people who are joining the area mega churches after leaving the Catholic churches, which is on a tremendous upswing. In the Pope's recent visit, he encouraged believers not to hide and keep private their faith. Maybe other churches do a better job of making you comfortable doing just that. Somebody else wrote in, I wonder how many of these people are still alive or living around here. No, I'm totally serious. I mean, this is over a decade ago, guys. April of 2008. You know, I think about April of 2008. My goodness. Okay, if you had the power to change one law, which one would it be, and how would you change it? Here's another one. And again, this is 2008. How do us working people making between $25,000 and $50,000 a year survive today, especially if you have children at home? Another listener said, I think I would do something on computer stupidity. It's a bad illness to have these days. Another subject would be the useless waste of vacant lots. So many of these can be converted to parking spaces, which I got a ticket, or a beautiful garden. Caveat emptor. We have all been there. Oh, that's a different topic, which many of us learned from the Brady Bunch when Greg bought the clunker car. Caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware. Okay, here's another one. Hey, Tom. My two topics would be, number one, the extremely loud commercials on network and cable TV stations. I mute them. Disgusting. They seem to get louder and louder. An insult to our intelligence. And number two, I'm sick and tired with guys wearing baseball caps in restaurants. It's rude. Doesn't show respect for your dining partner. Says something about a guy's character. Girls, dump these clowns. Take it easy, Tom. Love your show. I think you're the best talk show host. I'm 62 years old. Signed, John. Here's another one from 2008. What would you do if you were a talk show host? Why New York State sucks twice? Rob from Williamsville. Okay? You guys getting sick of these yet? Because I'm not. Pasquale is enjoying these greatly. I mean, keep in mind, folks, this is what y'all told me I should be doing over a decade ago. These are literal emails that I'm holding in my hand from 2008. I don't hold on to a lot. Well, okay, I don't hold on to a lot of work stuff, okay? This is what I do. This is not who I am. Like, when I retire, I will not miss this. I will just move on to a different chapter. This is what I do. I mean, it's what I was born to do and destined to do, but it's not like I don't look at myself in the mirror and say, hey, I'm a radio talk show host. You know, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm thinking, damn, what am I going to do tonight? I want to go out and hear some music. All right. So let's see. What are you oh boy, is this a dated? Is this a dated or is this a prescient email? What are you planning on doing with your economic stimulus check back in 2008 before the era of months after months of free money during the pandemic? Here's another one. Should that person on your street with the messy house put their check toward a John Deere and a new paint job, or will they simply upgrade the couch or television on their front patio? Oh, I love this one. I don't remember doing this in the intervening time since this April 2008 show. You are a radio talk show host. What are your first two topics? Poorly spoken English and why? Examples: me and my friend. I seen. Drives me crazy. Here's another one that is clearly a dated topic. Do cell phones get on your nerves? People who use them. Are they rude? Why do I have to be privy to their conversations and business? I think cell phone resentment has gone down dramatically over the years. Although, I've said this many a time recently, I'm very concerned that, like, they don't personally annoy me. Most people text. They don't shout into their phones anymore when it's something personal or private. But I worry that we've lost the art of human interaction. Here's another topic. Why do so many young people, like checkout people at major grocery stores, have such sullen attitudes? Are they not learning simple social graces? And if not, why not? So somebody there complained about the lugubrious countenance on people's faces. Save myself on that. What else do we have here? Oh, how about a this is so awesome. April 2008. How about a show on how people deal with the conspiracy theorists in their lives, especially when you are related to them? Man, is that ever appropriate right now? Okay, this is kind of funny. How about a show every month like Ask the Mayor, Ask the County Executive, or Ask the Governor? I've heard shows like this in other areas of the state, and it seems to be pretty popular. Good luck with that one. moving on. Oh, this is good. This is very good. Tom, I would ask people how they define the American dream. Is it the same for everyone or different depending on your race, ethnicity, gender, background? Has your definition of the American dream changed as you have matured or as your circumstances have changed? For all of us as a nation, have our dreams gotten bigger or smaller? That's really a good question for, like, now. Another one, travel. If money were no object and you could have up to a month off work, what would be your dream destination? Why? What would you do when you were there? Here's something that I was thinking about today, and I'd forgotten that I had this email in my work bag. You are a talk show host. Here's your topic. Clean freaks, finely tuned machines, or OCD with issues? In-laws, blessing or curse? Okay, moving on. These are pretty awesome. I think I saved these because these were things that I have in my bag for a rainy day. But again, I just want to emphasize, these all came to me April 23rd of 2008. April 23rd of 2008 is when I did this show. You're a talk show host. Your topic would be... See, if you note the beginning of the program, I talked about walking away from COVID. Actually, I'm sorry, galloping away from COVID. And I'm giving you some alternatives and some options that you guys suggested, you know, 13 years ago. Whatever. I'm not good with doing numbers in my head. Let's see. You are a talk show host. Your topic is the phonies and kiss-ups we work with. How to address them and let them know we are on to them. Everyone I talk to as of late complains about office politics and the excessive schmoozing. And number two, how to choose a good used vehicle. Oh, That's very interesting because of the vehicle shortage right now. There are dealerships that have actually laid off salespeople because they don't have inventory to sell. They have no inventory. Let's see. But at least Evil Orange Man is no longer in the White House, and we don't have to worry about mean tweets upsetting our whole day. Let's see. Tom, how about the varied types of cottage industries in Western New York? I think you may be surprised by the large range of things people do that bring in extra income. I'm talking legal. How does the average person really know the laws? Or does the average person really know what our constitutional rights are or how they've been changed over time? Well, that, again, is very interesting given the, I mean, that predates NY Safe and predates the elimination of religious exemptions in certain situations. So we've had lawyers on this show who have expressed grave concerns about judges' understanding of the Constitution. Judges don't get it. They don't get the Bill of Rights. They don't understand what the foundational document of this nation is all about. Okay, moving on. Now, again, folks, this is back in April of 2008. Tom, how's about marijuana legalization, medical use? What about the benefits like tumor suppression, migraine relief, seizure suppression? Another topic, overpopulation in prisons. Do you know someone in prison? Do you feel like they deserved it? Are they the only one who didn't deserve it just because you know them? Very interesting. Oh, this one ended. Love you, sweetie. Aw, thank you. Of course, he's probably 88 years old by now, but that's okay. I'll take it where I can get him. So that's a very, but I mean, the whole medical, I'm sorry, medical, marijuana legalization's a done deal. I mean, you can't go anywhere without smelling a skunk in certain, well, you can't go anywhere without smelling skunk, all right? Can't even tell you the last time I've imbibed, quite frankly, with COVID fog. That's about the last thing I need. Okay, let's see. Lunch, do you buy or brown bag? Tim Hortons, friend or foe? I have no idea where that one came from. Kids, are they growing up too fast or mimicking maturity? These are really awesome topics, and I'm now understanding here why I've saved them in my bag for 13 years. I have been transporting these things back and forth. Well, actually, I think I had them in a box at home for a while. I don't remember. Let's see. Hey, Tom, how about a show discussing annoying automated phone systems? Folks, these have become the norm now. And there was a time how culturally insensitive when many of you would call in and say, I'm so upset, I call my doctor's office, I have to press 1 for English. Well, that's just the way America is now. And as I pointed out many occasions, every business in America you call with an automated phone system has recently updated our menu options, so please listen to them all. And they're the same damn menu options I had 5 years ago. I'm especially upset when it's my own voice that's doing the announcement on the phone. So I've got some more of these I'm going to share with you, but these are really, really good ideas. So I'm going to be asking you here in a few minutes to call in. Like, you might have a fantasy about being a talk show host. Let me just disabuse you of some notions. If you believe that being a talk show host is a way to get love and respect, you are deluding yourself. If you believe that being a talk show host allows you to change the world, you are deluding yourself. It's a job like any other job. Is it fun? Yeah. I mean, but you've got to be the right, you have to have the right temperament for it. Not everybody can do it. Everybody, I think, can do one show. I think everybody can probably do a week of shows. But when you start getting into a month of shows, a year of shows, a decade of shows, decades of shows, that's where things get a little dicey. And frankly, in this line of work, it's like, probably what you do for a living. If you've been doing something long enough, you can tell within 30 seconds whether somebody's got it or they ain't got it. And, you know, listening to audition tapes is kind of an easy thing if you're a program director after a while. So anyway, clearly I don't have it. But anyway, the phone number to call, you are a talk show host. Your first topic would be...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I can do without weird stomach things. Thank you very much. Let's see. I know many of you like the Dominican. I have nothing good to say about it. Here's another one. Would you ever consider doing a show on the demise and slaughter of the English language? And I hate to say, especially in Buffalo, New York, if I have to hear one more person say, I seen him do it, or he don't bother me, I will scream. We have a beautiful language. Why can't we citizens learn to speak it? Maybe that is one good reason to go to college. Have a good one, Sherry. Sherry, colleges don't teach grammar anymore. They don't. I don't know what to say. I read papers by people with PhDs and master's degrees, and I think to myself, whoa, seriously. Okay, moving on. Let's see. I remember a time, I liked it better when Toronto was a Canadian city, Art Voice was an arts newspaper, Buffalo had a Republican Party, teachers could spank misbehaving kids, and gay wasn't fashionable. Again, this is 2008. This is a long time before gay marriage actually happened. And you would read articles, Mary said of her wife, Anne, and think, what'd she say? Okay, let's see here. What would you do to fix Buffalo? If you had the ability to speak to everyone in New York State, what would you tell everyone? Oh, never thought of this. That's kind of a narrow topic. If you do business in Rochester, do you feel like they have a superiority complex in Rochester? I don't know. That's probably not ever going to make my list. Let's see. Okay, last one. Hey, Tom, greetings from another woodpecker outpost. How about a show entitled I Wish My Neighbor? Folks could sound off about pesky and strange folks that surround us. P.S. Hummingbirds do exist. Yes, I came to that realization late in life after many years being deprived of the joy of seeing real live hummingbirds. Okay, so those things, those topics are what people suggested I do back in 2008. Or that is what they said they would do back in 2008. So here we are on the 15th day of October, Anno Domini 2021. And do any of these, how do I say this? Do any of these stand up as something you want? Or do you have something better? Like if Tim Wenger called you and said, hey, we're having a staff shortage. You got to come in and do a talk show. Yeah, I know you've never done it before. I know we know nothing about you, but we need you to do something. What would your topic be if you were a radio talk show host? And I'm going to actually use, by way of example, one of the topics that came in, let's see, three times. At least I saved three of the emails, about the murder of the English language. What drives you crazy about the way people speak? Now, first of all, I would like to declare, for the record, that I am not grammatically perfect. Oh, there are times I'm able to hold the English language at bay like a lion tamer with a chair and a whip for a few minutes. But inevitably, English being English, I make a dumb mistake and it can't be helped. So I love English. I think it's a beautiful language. I don't think that anybody can ever really fully master it. Well, maybe that guy who used to write the newspaper article, but he's dead now, I think, and I don't think they really care much anymore about what he has to say about the English language. You cease to be relevant sometimes after you die. But anyway, one of the big things historically about people bitching about the way other people speak, you know, as a crutch expression, you know, and most of the time, this was associated with professional athletes. You know, the offensive line, the offensive line was just, you know, it was great, you know, and we really put together a, that used to be a big pet peeve with people. I find that I don't know why this grates on me, and I don't claim perfection with the English language, okay? I enjoy it greatly, but I ain't perfect at it, see? To me, it is like fingernails on a chalkboard when somebody says, I seen him do that. And we used to have a caller who would call in and he would say, I turned around and did this. I turned around and did that. By the time he was done with the call, it was like, I'm spinning right round like a record baby. All right. So you are a talk show host. Your dream topic is what exactly? I want to see if you guys in 2021 are the same, are of the same caliber. Are you as good as the 2008 audience? Or do you guys suck? I'm curious. There's a little challenge to the audience, get people a little riled up. Why not? And I'm going to actually use, as I said, by way of example, your biggest, I'm not a big fan of the words pet peeve. Pet peeve kind of went out with black and white TV, I'm afraid. It's got to be a better way to say that. You know, what grinds your gears about the way people use the English language? My own personal gear-grinding phrase is, I seen. Ugh. All right, let me give you the phone number. 803-0930 is the number, 803-0930. *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, I must admit that I'm going to take notes on what you guys, if you were radio talk show hosts, would do as topics, okay? But I'm not going to print out any emails because we're strongly discouraged from printing everything because our company wants to save the planet one page at a time. So instead, I'll simply use the notes from 2008 and I will overwrite them and be environmentally responsible so as to neutralize the carbon footprint of the Bowerly program. All right, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You are hosting a radio show. Your very first topic or topics, what are they? And as far as the way people speak, when somebody says blank, it drives you up a wall. Has anybody noticed that you know as a crutch is not being used as much anymore? I don't know whether I've tuned it out or whether that, in fact, is a measurable reality. I have certainly noticed an increase in I seen. I seen a guy do this. Oh! Goes right through me. Warm knife through butter. I seen. All right, let's go to Dave. I thought Dave was up and ready, but let us just give him a second to formulate his thoughts. I will repeat the phone number so you jam my phone lines and make me feel important and stuff. 80, because so far the 2008 audience had it all over you guys, just so you know. 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Everybody thinks they can be a talk show host. Do you tell me what you got? Here's Dave in Hamburg. Dave, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing today?
It's a beautiful day. It's Friday, and you know, we've got some bleak weather in store for the weekend, so that's always a good thing.
Well, there you go. Hey, here's a great subject, or at least I think it's a great subject. To who does moral culpability lie greatest with? Causing World War One.
Oh, dude. Okay, first of all, what percentage... Here, let me ask you a legitimate question, okay? Most people are bored stiff by history. How many people out of 100 in my listening audience or in the general public, how many people do you think could give you a somewhat cogent five-sentence description of what World War One actually was?
0.5%.
I think you're probably pretty much right. Right. I the culpability for World War One would, I believe, squarely have to be placed upon two principals and one other contestant. Austria-Hungary, that empire, and the Kaiser, the ally in Germany, I think they were the aggressors. The Serbs met all of the terms of the Austro-Hungarian Empire's demands after the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand in Sarajevo in 1914. The Russians could have done a lot to have stopped World War One before it even started. They did not do so. Instead, they mobilized and they fanned the flames. What is your take on that?
I would say the culpability lies four ways. You do have, obviously, Germany. You do have the Austro-Hungarian Empire. You do, of course, have Imperial Russia. And on that, I would say, with the assassination of the Archduke, there is some... they were more seeking a punishing war, not a war of annihilation for his assassination.
Which is ironic because Franz Joseph had no use for Franz Ferdinand because he married a commoner. Yep. And one of the ironies of the assassination of Franz Ferdinand is if he had survived, he would have succeeded Franz Joseph, but he could have no children succeed him. But he was going to make the reforms that people throughout the empire actually wanted.
Right.
I find that to be an interesting topic, but watch The Last Czars on either Netflix or Amazon. It's really cool. And there are some pretty hot Rasputin sex scenes, too. All right. I thank you very much. Wow. Okay. I never expected of anything in the pantheon of talk radio topics, I never expected, Tom, the moral culpability of World War One. Okay. Just for you-know-whats and giggles, I'm going to ask you guys that question just to see if anybody out there wants to chime in. I'm fascinated by World War One. World War One was the defining moment of the 20th century. Everything that happened in the 20th century was directly related to World War One, the Treaty of Versailles, every single damn thing. World War One was the linchpin of the 20th century. I defy anybody to challenge me. Without World War One, you don't have the Soviet Union. Without World War One, you don't have Hitler. I mean, World War One was the defining event of the 20th century. Not the man on the moon, not Ronald Reagan, not Roswell, even. No, it was World War One. Anybody want to weigh in on that? It's such an out there question, but I am fascinated by World War One. And on the one side of the family, I had people in our army or the Canadian Expeditionary Forces. On the other side, my great-grandfather was in Landwehrregiment 122. I'd say it in German, but I'd lose you. I'd lose myself. Okay, here's Ruthie in Lancaster. Ruth, you're on WBEN. You're a radio talk show host. What is your topic?
My topic isn't going to be as deep as that one. Huh. My topic is going to be, what is the flavors of the season? We all know pumpkin is supposedly the flavor of fall. So what are the other flavors? I mean, I'm just sick of pumpkin all the time.
Oh, you mean the flavor for Halloween?
Yeah.
Okay, I got one for you. Candy apple.
Okay.
Candy apple, candy corn.
All right. What about like for the...
No, wait, I have a question. Do you like candy corn?
Not really.
Okay, because when you watch people eat candy corn by color, some people are nibblers, some people are gobblers. I don't know that I like the way that came out, and Tim Wenger, that was not even what you thought it was. It's just, that's how I've noticed people eating candy corn. Wenger's probably at home having hypertension right now, but that wasn't the intent.
But does the chewing annoy you? Because that annoys me.
Chewing? No. Chewing does not annoy me because, frankly, we all, men and women, masticate. We all chew. What bothers me is people
who... That annoys you when someone's, like, chewing something? It's kind of, like, really loud?
Well, when their mouths are open, yes. And when their jaws click. My brother Dick, I cannot eat with him. Because his jaw clicks every time he chews. He did have a song in Spaceballs, though, which is more than I've had. Okay, what is the flavor of the season? I'm going to go with candy corn, and I'm going to go with candy apple.
But my question wouldn't be, like, the flavor of this season. Mine would be, like, what are the flavors for the four seasons? So we all obviously know fall is going to be pumpkin, right? But what about summer? What about spring? You know, what about the other ones? What about winter? Would it be like peppermint because of hot chocolate? And would summer be like watermelon? And what about spring?
Why's it got to be watermelon?
Shamrock shakes.
All right. Thank you. I just channeled my friend Booker there for a moment. All right. Thank you. I'll see if anybody bites on it.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Oh, my. Okay. You guys. Okay. You have proved something to me in the first 20 minutes or so taking phone calls. You guys definitely do more weed than the audience of 2008. The first two topics are who had the moral culpability for World War One, and what are the flavors of the season? I love this. All right, I told you. I put on Facebook today, 100% chance of fun. You are a talk show host. What are your topics? And when somebody calls in and suggests something, if you want to offer your 2 cents worth, like, I wonder how many people actually care about World War One. Bella Villa knows a lot about World War One. I mean, we did like a full hour on World War One when we were working together, and we could probably do it again. But that World War One, like I say, the reason it fascinates me is because without World War One, the rest of the 20th century plays out totally differently.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.